Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, some customers of the waste company Panda are unhappy about being sent images of the inside of their bins as part of a campaign to help people recycle correctly. The complaints range from people having concerns about their privacy to others feeling shamed for making mistakes. This is according to a report by Eimear McCauley in the Journal .ie today. Panda is one of the biggest waste management companies in the country, and they announced this campaign, you might remember, back in March of this year as part of their efforts to bring that down the level of contamination in recycling bins. And Conor Walsh is Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association, and he's with me here in the studio. Conor, you're very welcome back, because we were talking to you when this first came up back in March. Now we're seeing that people are being sent photographs of the inside of their recycling bin. So the scheme is up and running now, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Claire, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I mean, Panda have rolled it out to over 50,000 customers now. I think it's in Dublin, Dunleary Town, and Fingal. And yeah, it's going really well.
Mm. And I saw one of the pictures, and someone I know was sent one. So you get the picture of the inside of your bin, and then the part or the item that's incorrect is pointed out to you, isn't it? That's how
yeah.
it works.
Yeah, they put a red box around it, and they advise you on where it should be, if it shouldn't be in that bin. Like, for example, if you put in an electrical item, well, it shouldn't be in that bin. It should be brought back to the electrical store or to a civic community site. Mm-hmm. But they're not only looking at the recycling bins, they're looking at all three bins, really. But a good focus as well on the general waste bin, because we have to meet recycling targets that we're well short of right now. And when I say we, I mean the Irish state. It's not the waste industry, it's the whole country. We need to get to 55% and then 60 and then 65. And we're in the mid-40s at the moment, so we've a huge move to make. 64% of what's in the general waste bin is actually recyclable and should be in other bins. Now, whether that's in the dry recycling bin or the brown organic bin, or whether it's brought to a bring bank, you know, textile bank, bottle bank, civic community site. And something like 36% of what's in the dry recycling bin shouldn't be there. So this is...
60% of what's in the recycling bin shouldn't
no,
be
sorry,
36%. 36%,
yeah.
Okay.
And 64%, though, of what's in the general
bin,
waste bin is
yeah.
recyclable.
Okay.
And we need to get that material out of there and into the correct bins if we're to meet the targets.
Okay, what about people who do feel that they're being shamed by this, or that their privacy might be infringed? What will Panda say to that?
Yeah, well, what I'll say to it actually is... what other countries do shames people, actually. What we do doesn't. We're avoiding the shaming. Because what they'll do in other countries, because there's no country in the world really can ignore contamination of bins, really. With the recycling rates in Europe going so high, everybody has to tackle this. Mm-hmm. So if you were in the UK or in Germany or in France, it's more likely that they'll lift the bin, they'll look in it, they'll see it's contaminated, they'll leave the bin behind, they'll put a big yellow sticker on it saying it's contaminated, sort it out, and we'll come and collect it when it's sorted. So that names and shames people directly. And they have to do that because they don't have the direct engagement with the customer that we have in Ireland, because the system in Ireland is totally privatised and we engage directly with customers. So we avoid all that by giving people, you know, feedback that only they see, and there's no punishment that goes with this. It's just feedback so as they can see themselves, get the advice from the waste company as to what they should be doing.
So the photograph will be taken and then an email will be sent to the householder. Isn't that how it works? With
yeah.
a copy of that picture and an explanation, this is what you've done wrong.
Yeah.
Fix it for the next time.
Well, it's advice, yeah, on what where it should go, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and look, the big problem we have is, and look, the reality is it changes over time. So we now take all plastic packaging in the recycling bin, and before it was only hard plastic. So people need to, you know, be advised of that as well. And here's direct advice, you know, that where that should go. There's a lot more brown bins out there now all over the country, and people, you know, will get advice that food waste doesn't go in the general waste bin, it doesn't go in the mixed dry recycling bin, it goes in the brown bin. And it's illegal to put it into any of the other bins as it happens.
But Siobhan is in Dublin and says, my bin was photographed and I think it's very invasive. Big Brother is not just watching you, he's in your bin.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is we shouldn't be concerned about this, because you're not, let's say you have documents in your recycling bin
yeah.
with your name and address and
yeah.
possibly private information.
Yeah.
You're saying that because the photograph is low resolution, you're not going to be able to read any of those items.
I mean, that's what Panda says. Now, I mean, I don't see the photographs myself, so, you know, I can't really verify
any of
that.
Well, Panda have sent us a statement in, and that's what they say here, that you're not going to be able to identify any of those items. And they also, for people who are worried about what this might be leading up to, whether it's the thin end of the wedge and perhaps fines are coming, they say, we will not be fining any customers as part of the Cleaner Bin initiative. Are you aware that there is an agenda coming down the line from any of the operators to fine people?
No, not at all, no. You know, the reason we need to do this, I've given you a couple of reasons already, but another really important one is there's a thing called the Plastic Own Resources Tax. So Ireland is paying a tax to Europe, right? And it's based on whatever plastic packaging is put on the market and is not recycled. We're paying 200 million a year to Europe in a tax that's largely avoidable. So, you know, that's a really important part of this. If we could increase our plastic packaging recycling rate from 30% and double it to 60%, we'd pay 100 million less to Europe. Now, there's 100 million. I mean, I'm watching RTE all the time, and there's kids with special needs who there's no resources for them in schools and all that kind of thing. Wouldn't that 100 million be much better spent where it's needed in those kind of essential services rather than just handing it over to Europe? Well, and that's in our gift. That's in the gift of every person in this country to make that happen.
But you know, and I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear this now, that we have people getting in touch going, where do you go to check if an item can be recycled or not? Like, still people are not clear on what they should be putting into their recycling bin. And I know we've had conversations about this in the past, but it's always worth a refresher, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not easy, you know. And look, there are people out there who are just unbelievably good at recycling and better than me, no doubt. But most people want to recycle and they make an effort to recycle. And I think most people will appreciate the feedback and the help. Now, look, mywaste.ie has all the details there if they want to see where, you know, what goes into every bin. And we try to keep it really simple. It's paper, plastic packaging, all plastic packaging, and metal cans. It's as simple as that in the dry recycling bin. Mm-hmm. Food waste, garden waste into the brown bin, and anything that's not recyclable into the general waste bin. So we try to keep it really simple. But people think that because it's recyclable, it belongs in the dry recycling bin. And that's where mistakes get made, like electrical goods, like wood, like textiles, like bottles. So glass, textiles go to the bring banks, and then civic community sites for things like wood, and electrical items back to the electrical store. And look, batteries are a big issue. You know, we're getting lithium batteries into recycling bins. They're fine if they're not crushed, but the first thing we do with waste is we crush it in a truck. As soon as batteries get crushed, they start to fire. And you know, the lithium batteries, they'll start a fire. So look, that's a big issue for us. We have fires in trucks all the time, and we have fires in transfer stations all the time.
We have people getting in touch about pictures of bin contents on the ground, which weren't ours. So the bin must have spilled and someone took a photograph of it. But that's also an issue that the journal.ie found in this report about the photographs inside the bin, where people have put the bins outside their house. Somebody walking past has thrown in pizza boxes. It's not mine, but I'm being told by Panda that it is. So what do you do?
Oh, absolutely. And look, this is the first time you'll be aware of it, perhaps, when you get the photograph. And sorry, the photograph isn't in the bin. It's in the truck, actually. But it's as it tipped into the truck. It takes it as it lands in the truck. But we know it's from that bin because the bin has a chip on it. That. But no, the important thing is that you can protect your bin with what's called a gravity lock, and you can find them online. I had a look myself this morning. I found a company in Cavan that supplies them, and they deliver them anywhere in the country. And what the gravity lock does is your bin is constantly locked except for when it's been tipped. So you lock it, and you can unlock it with your key. But when it's been tipped into the truck, there's a gravity mechanism in the lock that opens the bin, and the stuff falls out. And when it comes back on the ground, the gravity mechanism kicks in again, and it locks again.
Right. So the opportunists who are walking past with their rubbish won't be able to access your bin.
And you know, you're like, not only is it contaminating your bin, but you're paying for that waste, and you shouldn't be paying for it. And it happened to my own 80-year-old uncle a number of years back.
Right.
And that's the advice I gave him.
This listener says, I think we need bigger bins. We recycle in our house. We find ourselves filling up our downstairs bathroom with bags of recycling for the next time it's emptied. And then we end up putting them in the black bin.
Yeah, get onto your waste company. Most companies will supply either a second recycling bin or a larger recycling bin, what's called a 360. It's 1.5 times the size of the normal bin. Most companies will do that on request.
Mm-hmm. Free of charge?
Well, I'm not sure about that. I think there is a cost. I know one company there was a cost. I have a feeling with others there mightn't be a cost.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I ask this listener what's actually done with the items we put in our recycling bins? Are they actually recycled and repurposed?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so the short answer is yes, they are. We've sorting plants. We've about 8 sorting plants around the country that sorted into the different materials, produce bales. So we get bales of aluminium cans, of metal cans, bales of plastic bottles, you know, bales of plastic film, paper bales, and that all gets recycled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, are you aware that more companies are going to do this beyond Panda?
I am aware, yes. I don't really want to name them because it's their own business, but I know of quite a few companies that are doing trials now as well. So they'll trial it on 2 trucks, you know, one on the general waste bin and one on the recycling bin. And then if they're happy with the trials, they'll roll it out. And we'd be very confident that they will, because Panda did a large trial for 2 years in 2017 and had brilliant results, where 50% of bins were contaminated at the start and it was down to about 5 or 10% at the end of the trial.
So we can expect to see more pictures of our waste if we're getting it wrong.
Yes, if you're getting it wrong, yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's feedback. It shouldn't be seen as anything more than feedback. You know, nobody's giving out. Like, everyone's making an effort. And if you are looking at the pictures and making a change, and what Panda have said, even when they notify their customers that they're doing this, they could see the change already. You know, that people started, like, what really we're really looking for is for people to take a minute, as an ad said, take a minute before you bin it. You know, we want people just to have a little bit of a think about it, and that's all it takes.
And you're saying it works. Panda's experience is it works.
Yeah, absolutely. It was brilliant result for Panda when they did a trial in 2017, 2019.
All right, Conor, thanks for coming in. And again, it's mywaste.ie, isn't it? If people want to go and check out what goes into that recycling
bin. Yeah, it's a government-led website, and it's really informative.
All right, Conor, thank you so much. Secretary of the Irish Waste Management Association.